This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Veritas Academy of Austin won the private school six-man state football championship last week. This is the school's third state championship in 4 years, an impressive run for the Southwest Austin school overcoming some long odds. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, their opponents in this year's state final overcame much more this season.
There are a few state championship games that put a spotlight on the haves and have-nots. Veritas Academy is a small private Christian school. Lone Star North was recently renamed. It used to be called the Gainesville State School. It's one of two boys' detention centers in the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. Camille Kane is executive director of juvenile justice.
The kids who get to play on this team are the ones who can show athletic skill and are the best kids that we have as far as behavior and trying hard and their spirit.
Gainesville's athletes, all convicted of a felony, are nearing the end of their court-ordered time. They have earned their spot on the team as much through good behavior as athletic talent. They are allowed to play a sport few of them had heard of until this season, six-man football.
Say it with your chair.
No excuse!
Hell's over!
Hell's over! Hell's over!
Your designated visiting team led by head coach Roy Bronze. Please welcome the Gainesville Lone Star North Tornadoes.
And while the game in Waco starts with traditional fanfare, there are moments when you realize things are a little different. For the uninitiated, six-man football started in Nebraska, but really caught on in Texas decades ago, according to Granger Huntress, publisher of sixmanfootball.com.
It was a way for rural America to play football. And, you know, a lot of schools, it expanded everywhere because there was a lot of rural America back then. And it's kind of died off. There are only a few states that really play it now.
But six-man is seeing a bit of a renaissance in Texas, mainly because it's cheaper. It's become more difficult to field and equip 11-man teams in smaller towns with smaller budgets. And in cities, there's been a growth in the number of small private schools. Many of those face problems finding enough kids to play. And in cities, there's been growth in the number of small private schools. Many face problems finding enough kids to play.
Now, it's crazy. It's essentially doubled for public schools. And then private schools, there's another 100. You know, at any one time, there's close to 250 schools playing six-man football in the state of Texas.
Riding the six-man resurgence has been Coach Jonathan Hatfield at Veritas. He started coaching there when the school launched a six-man program. He's been the head coach for the last four seasons, with four trips to the state finals and now three titles. And while that run is impressive, Hatfield says he's more impressed and has the most respect for the coaching staff at Gainesville and Giddings, the two juvenile justice schools.
I would have to guess that it's hugely rewarding to see these kids that have struggled and gotten in so much trouble, and as they're getting out and fulfilling their commitment to their term, however long that is, that they get to come and experience this right before they get released.
Freedom boys! Let's go! Make some noise!
There are other ways this game is different, like the Gainesville cheerleaders. They are in fact Gainesville staff members, corrections officers, and case managers, who not only are urging the players to succeed on the field, but also in school. Caseworkers Victoria Bradley and Reagan Harris.
You know, some of them come in like 5'5", they leave 6', you know, type of ordeal. We're like second parents, and to some, you know, older sisters, you know, type of ordeal. So it's definitely a joyful
Something different every day you go there. You never know what you're going to
pretty much
encounter.
Building the rapport with the kids is a really cool experience.
Another difference in this game is who's in the stands. The football team from Lone Star Southeast, formerly known as Giddings State School, has made the trip to Waco for the game. A week prior, the two juvenile justice schools played each other in the state semifinal, the first time the schools met in the playoffs. This is also Gainesville's first year in six-man football, with a young second-year head coach, Roy Burns.
I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to be at a place where I knew I was truly making a difference, and I feel like I'm making a difference here.
Also, perhaps a little unusual, the runners-up ceremony is rarely as moving, with Coach Burns delivering personal messages to all 14 of his players as he hands out medals.
The Lone Star North Tornadoes, on an outstanding season, advancing to the state championship game here at Division six-man football. I'd like to call forward head coach Roy Burns to receive the TAPS Division I six-man runner-up trophy. Congratulations on an outstanding season to the Lone Star North Tornadoes from Gainesville, Texas.
If everything goes as it should, most of them will not be back. They will not return for a homecoming. If they play football again, it will be for another coach. And that's exactly what Burns wants.
We work so hard because we want them to enjoy those things we enjoyed as 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. Riding in the charter bus, eating at a nice restaurant, just seeing the state of Texas without having to worry about how you're going to get there or when I'm going to do it. So this is a perfect opportunity for them to grow and be young men and travel and see the world and also learn a little bit about themselves.
Texas Juvenile Justice Executive Director Camille Kane.
I'm so proud of these boys. The places that they've come from are almost impossible to imagine. And the fact that they can come here today and play this hard and make it this far shows the spirit and heart they have and their ability to prevail and to do great things in the future if they can just count on themselves and learn to count on other people.
After the game, the two juvenile justice teams, Gainesville and Giddings, went to eat at a nice restaurant together. Jimmy Moss, KUT News. Yeah.